Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. A little Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy, almost 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. In about a month, less than a month, we'll be celebrating her 14th anniversary. And as we continue in our 15th year of our show, thank you for being part of that all these years. And don't forget to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you, whether you got regardless of what's on your mind, whether you want to be inspired or entertained or informed. We got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Joanna, thanks for hanging out with us. Joanna Brandy is the author of Winning at Customer Attention, among other books. And Joanna, tell us how we can find you online.
Really easy. Just go to returnonhappiness.com.
Returnonhappiness.com. And they can find your books there. They can find all your
Everything right stuff. There. Everything right there, including my two blogs.
And your work on happiness, which...
And my work on happiness.
We've been talking about generosity in the previous segment. Is connect happiness and generosity.
Well, you know, recent studies are showing, they've done a lot of studies with college students, that when people have the opportunity to be altruistic, to do for others, to serve others, they actually score higher on happiness tests than when they are given something. So they've done studies with college students, and I'm sure other populations, where the choices are, here, I'm going to give you something that you value, or I'm going to give you the opportunity to go work with other people and help them. And in the end, when they gauge which group is happier, it's always the group that did some sort of altruistic activity.
Do you think people are surprised by that? Do you think people find themselves surprised that they felt that way?
I think so. I think we don't realize how wired we are to do for others. There is another study that was done that says if you give a kindness, so if I give a kindness to you, my serotonin level goes up. Your serotonin level goes up. And if someone else witnesses it, if Devana had witnessed that, her serotonin level goes up. So there's more and more evidence of how we are all connected. And what I find in companies is when you have people, companies that are highly siloed, and even small ones. I interviewed someone last week on the phone. It's a very small company. There's only 20 some odd people in the company. And you'd think I was talking to General Motors. This group isn't talking. And wait a minute, how many silos can there be in a company that small? But even in that smaller company, when you have people that separate themselves into silos, and especially if the unintended consequences of how budgets are set up, they're competing for the same resources, they become very stingy with one another. And in an organization like that, they become stingy with the customers.
I think you're right about this. The more an organization has firewalls that come up between the departments,
right,
silos, as you say, fiefdoms. I also like the term fiefdom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So the more you have that, folks, what you should realize, every time you see one of those, and Joanna just pointed it out, you're not just seeing barriers between each of your employees. Those things also create barriers between them and customers. Those people actually believe that it's okay for them to behave that way, even with customers. And it's really ugly, isn't it, Joanna?
Well, I don't know. Yes, you could say that. Because they're always on guard. They're always afraid the other is going to be out after them. And that whole attitude reaches out to the customer.
Are you saying, Joanna, that by trying to instill the culture of generosity, that breaks those barriers down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that begins at the top. And that always begins at the top. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Mm-hmm. So when in the groups that you talked about in the previous segment, were those groups made up of people in different departments in one circle?
Oh yeah.
They weren't just being generous to you in their comments. They were being generous to each other. I see what you're saying. This is a great best practice, Jared.
And what was interesting is that they had never done that before. These are people that had met before. There was no mechanism in that particular organization for making sure that was going to happen. And now they've taken those groups and they've really institutionalized it. Once a month, each one of those groups is going to meet with the CEO.
You know, this reminds me of something Frederick Bastiat, the great 19th century French economist, said this. When goods cross borders, armies don't, meaning trade among countries prevents war, right? So what you just said is the same thing in an intercompany type of thing. When when ideas are shared generously, walls don't go up, which is the same thing as saying when goods cross borders, armies don't. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey,
Absolutely.
Do you want to give us the website again, please?
That is returnonhappiness.com.
What a great job you did today. Thank you for making us feel better and get smarter too, Joanna. You always do that.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
We got
to get you back for your anniversary.
That would be pretty wonderful.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks, Joanna. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. How could we do without Joanna? I'm Jim Blasting, Game 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.